Manalv by the Gemara. Savrua, we assume that the Rambam points out that this Savrua, usually in Shas, Savrua means that we thought there's going to be somewhere along the way the Mor is going to change course, but over here that's not true. This remains the Maskana, this is Pshat. So we are to understand this. What my Lachulin, the word Lachulin means Loichulin, the heavy, Ela Korban. It's, so we say that it shouldn't be chulin, it should be a korban. Money must need it. So who's the ton of our Mishnah? Yerim Meir, less le michal la batosha meyahein. Yerim Meir does not rely on inferences. Where do you see that? Ditnan, Yerim Meir armor called tonight, Shaino kicked time, then he got a meyrubain, and tonight, you need tonight kofel. You have to say both elements of the tanai, the negative and the positive. We don't rely on saying if you give me the money, I'll marry you. Which means if you don't give the money, I won't marry you. No, you have to speak on both sides. Karnja Meir. So that's true over here also. Even though it seems to be pretty obvious what he means, but that's not sufficient in halacha. You have to say clearly what you mean. So we're also saying it shouldn't be chulin means it should be a korban, but you didn't say that. You said it shouldn't be chulin. So we don't know what you want, and that's not clear enough to create halachic status. The Ron's going to deal with that. We do find places that even according to Meir, we do rely on mechalav atosha meyahein, that from the negative we can infer the positive. And why is it more feel in this case? That's not so. Since that's the Ron's problem. So more so case, this is not Remeir, El Rabbi Yehuda he. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues in Remeir and says, you don't need tonight kofel. So here also, you can make an inference. Aim a seifa, but let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim, Lo Omer Klum. Rabbi Yehuda comes along at the end of the Mishnah and says that saying Yerushalayim doesn't work. But it sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda only comes up at the end of the Mishnah, indicates that the Tana prior is not Rabbi Yehuda. In the same Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda he. So it can't be Remeir, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda either, because it's clearly the original Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only adds its point at the end. Some more answers, no. Kula Rabbi Yehuda he. Well, the Tana of the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Tony, the correct way you should learn in the Mishnah, but there's not that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Sher Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Yerushalayim Omer Klum. So the Tana said before, Ki Yerushalayim, said earlier in the Mishnah, Ki Yerushalayim works. But that, like Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, that Omer Yerushalayim is no good, but you say Ki Yerushalayim, it works. The Mor says, "V'chiyomer ki Yerushalayim Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzer." You're saying that if the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so we have Rabbi Yehuda on record now saying that ki Yerushalayim works. It's only Yerushalayim which doesn't work, but ki Yerushalayim works. But Vatanya, is that true that it's also Yehuda Omer, however ki Yerushalayim lamer klum ashi yidur b'daber hakarav Yerushalayim, saying ki Yerushalayim. So you mean like the stones? You mean like the walls? I mean, what are you? That's not a language of Neder yet. Until you say the karbonas which are brought in Yerushalayim. So here we have that Rabbi Yehuda says Ki Yerushalayim doesn't work either, and Amishai clearly says Ki Yerushalayim works. Only Yerushalayim doesn't work. So more answers. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. He even tried to leave with Rabbi Yehuda. So really, what we pointed out before is true, that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and our Tana holds that the Karni of Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Yerushalayim works. And there's a second opinion about what Rabbi Yehuda said, which is the Brice, so it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds even Ki Yerushalayim doesn't work. And that's the Machlokes of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda said. Okay. Zakhtaran.
They're getting more and more specific. I mean, they could say, like they do in Yerushalayim with them. I mean, like Yerushalayim.
Well, you can't say like they do, because because it's a netter. A netter, you're making a status on something. So I'm saying this should be also like a korban is also. So I could say like the korbanos which are brought in Yerushalayim. Right? So what we had before is you say ki Yerushalayim, this should be like Yerushalayim. So obviously you mean something about Yerushalayim. What about Yerushalayim? So is that enough to say that you... And the Ron pointed out in the Mishnah, we have a general rule, when I can interpret your words one of two ways, by Nedarim I always assume the Chumrah, in other words, the way that it's effective. So in the Mishnah, the Tana holds, saying, Ki Yerushalayim, you mean like the Kabbalah of Yerushalayim. You might mean something else, but if we have two choices, we have to assume the Chumrah, Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer. The Tana of the Raisa holds that according to Yehuda, Ki Yerushalayim is so not connected to Kabbalah, and there are other things in Yerushalayim which do have. There's a Kedusha in Yerushalayim. The Kedusha in Yerushalayim is not a Kedusha you can be matvis in. So that's what we're afraid of, that he means, I want this to be, it should be holy like Yerushalayim is holy. Yerushalayim is holy. Certain people which have tumah that cannot be in Yerushalayim because of the Kedusha which is there. There are dinim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Kaddish, you can eat Kabbalah in Yerushalayim. Can't beat them. Korban Shlomim and Bechor, you can eat anywhere in the walled city of Yerushalayim. You can't eat it beyond it because there's a kedusha there. But that kedusha is not a kedusha you can make a netter on. So it's not something which it's something which the more in Shuas, remember we have the more in Shuas, the more it goes through the whole process. Bezdin would make that kedusha was the whole process of being putting kedusha in Yerushalayim. That wasn't the davar hanader that a person could be matris in. So he means Yerushalayim. He means like the Kedusha Yerushalayim. That's great. Well, that's no good. So the Tana Rav Mishnah says, no, he means like the Kabbalah Yerushalayim. That's what he means. Zaturan. Savrua. Hai Savrua b'maskara namikoi. This phrase over here, Savrua, remains true at the end. The Kabbalah b'reish b'abasa. There's a similar Gemara in the beginning of b'abasa. The more you use the language of Savrua, we thought to say, which usually that's what it means, we thought to say, but it remains the maskana. It's not just we thought to say, but it's true. The Mishnah over there, Babasra says, the Mishnah talks about making the word mechitza. Mechitza could either mean a wall, a division, or a mechitza can mean the act of dividing things. So that's the more has two more questions, two approaches to what the Mishnah means. Where starts out, Savrua, we thought the word mechitza means guda, which means a wall. So then the more seems to say that that's the maskana. So Yerushalmi over there actually asks, I mean, so why do you say Savrua? Why are you calling it Savrua if it remains the maskana? The Ran does not seem to be so bothered by it. Okay. Lastly, Mikhail Abatosha Mehain, Rameh doesn't hold up that you can make inferences. Now, I mean, Ramir's not arguing on the fact that people talk like this and that, you know, that's what you meant, but that's not called a clear lashon which we can use for halachic status. To who boy tonight kafu? It says both sides of the. It says if Benigodim and Reuben cross over the Yarden and they go to fight in front of Klal Yisrael, then they're going to get the Eir Yarden is their Mokum of Nachla. If they don't, they won't get it. It says both sides. It doesn't say, well, if you go, you get. I mean, obviously, if you don't get, you don't get. No, that's not enough.
I don't quite understand. I mean, with the Tanai, he's asking for a great deal of clarity. But in Neder, we're already seeing that, you know, you have Yados, Nuyim. So, you know, why
can't at least be Yad?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Good question. Let's see the next round. We'll make things a little clearer or a little less clear. Okay. Did not remain armor parak armor but kedushin in the third parak and kedushin that there's a halacha of Tanai. That Tanoim have to be like Tanai Begon Meruvim. Now, Balvagav the Rabbinim of Shuas Eidus, the Warren Shua says that the Kilesle the Mayor, Michal Lav Hain, is Bimamana. Yisura Islay. So by Shavuos, which is Isser, we do rely on inferences. So it's only by Momin that you can't. So which is really somewhat along the lines of what Russell is asking, like by you're transacting between two people. I understand. You know, we need a language of clarity. Otherwise, it's not clear what you mean. But it becomes the person himself making Yisurim. Right, so we don't need this. We rely on inference. We don't need to speak on both sides. So that's Ron's cash. Ron says, no, that's not true. That's not correct. We're not to divide the issue between a personal issue with a person that has a question of language, as opposed to when you're transacting between two people. The more it comes up, that's not true, because the more it says, according to Meir, that by Soita, there's also, we also say both sides. That's Isser. It's not Momin. The Soita Ube Edus less late. By Soita and Edus, I also, the mayor does not rely on Miklal Lavatosha Meyahein, that you can make inferences. Why? Mishum the Hava Isura Dis Bimimimimimimimimimim. So even though they are primarily Isser issues, not Momin issues, but if there's any situation where there is Momin involved, that remains that there's a requirement of you need to say both sides. When a Dorm Nami Mamoina Ispahu, the Hanu Kefsush, the Mitzrale, you're interfacing with money, you're interfacing with an item. That this item should become Osir. So the Ron says that's our Gemara saying that according to Meir, you cannot use an inference because you haven't said anything at all of what you need to say. So I know what you mean, but knowing what you mean is not equivalent to saying it. So the difference between as presented, the Ron just seems to be like a zeros to kosov. Like, there's no logic with Afka. You know, we understand that the point of when you're contracting between two people, we get it. Even Edus, where it's the Gemara's point is Momin. Right, Pasha's Lachor, the point of Edus is it's between, there's something between the Edom and the individual, but the Mor doesn't say that point. The Mor says the issue is the moment. So the Mor is giving me a fact. Any time there's interface with an item, with possession, with wherever it is, Ramirez says you need a language. But by Shul you don't, because Shul is on the person, it's not on the item. So I don't have an explanation in Svara of the difference. Mor gives it to me as a fact. But once this is the fact, he's saying anytime where there's an issue of impacting an Isser, you didn't say anything at all. So let's say it out. Meir is not saying I don't understand what you meant, because by Shul I do understand what you meant. Right? We discussed this. Suvas and Afton Zion. Test over their ass. It says, I don't understand. The person says very clearly, if you do X, you get. It doesn't say the second half. So we know what you meant. You clearly wanted that if he does X, he gets. If he doesn't do X, he doesn't get. You know, it's not a question of what he meant. So how I understand this is you know, the case over there was he man's if I'm not chayim sherek susu ayna, I'm a mekadosh ish. If I'm chayim sherek susu ayna, I'm not being mekadosh. So he says, I'm sorry that, you know, since you're making a tanai in something which is masa mashakosu b'tera, it's not like tanai b'gav Reuven because there wasn't a mashakosu b'tera. It doesn't work. So what? She's mekudesh. She's mekudesh. I said I don't want to marry her under these circumstances. So Tosha says, a maisa is a maisa. You want to come along and change a maisa, like we saw Tosha over there, based on a tanai. Excuse me, the Torah gave a paradigm of a tanai that you didn't meet the criteria, so you're left with a maisa. So it's like screaming, I don't want to marry you, Hiram Kadesh will be the best example of Israel. You're married. Are you screaming, I don't want to marry you? That's very nice, but who cares? But it means the Tosfos, but the point over there is it's not, we're not grappling with what you meant. We know what you meant. There's a Gzeiros HaKosav by Tiroyim. So our Gemara says it's not a question of Gzeiros HaKosav, it's the logic. We have no idea what you meant. What do you mean, really? You see, Rameir knows what you meant by Isser. So there's some new din which you're learning from Nikomai Ruvein, that anytime there's an interface with an item, with Mammon. So how do we know that that's the issue? That's the Gemara says in Shulz. I don't know. I understand. We're saying, listen, I know what you meant. That's not the issue. But I have a pasuk that tells me it's required, even though I know what you meant. And I'm telling you, in certain cases, that's good enough. This is going to be exceptional. So now let's define what's exceptional about it, and then we'll extrapolate. What's exceptional? It's a transaction. No. If exceptional is, it's money. Okay. How do we know that's the issue is the money? Maybe the exceptional is the transaction. So I don't know. This is not the question that I have. I mean, this is the question that I have. probably over 30 years. Okay. But that's what Ron says. So when it comes to these, we're saying that there's a requirement we learned from Nehemiah Ruvain that we have no doubt what you meant, but by Netter also, what you meant is irrelevant as long as you haven't said anything. So the worm shall have end of the worm. You need to say. So when you say Yad, you said part of your sentence. Over here, you said Mamash the other half. You didn't say this half at all. So the mayor says it doesn't work. Okay. Eller Behuda. So where do you see Behuda? You don't need Snykoff. Behuda is not arguing the Mishnah. In Kedushin. The Amr Perka Shaleach. Kabbis Moses, these should be better. A person divorces his wife because she has a netter. So Mishnah over there says there's a Tzachanah Rabbanon. Even if she's mad to the netter afterwards, he can't remarry her. Because we're afraid that if we allow that, I said not remarry, he can't claim that he never meant to divorce her under the circumstances. So we say you're not getting her back. Because if we would allow it, the Morris says, so imagine a scenario where Reuben's married to a woman, she has his netter, he says, I can't live with this, he divorces her, she marries Shimon, and then later on she's mad to the netter. Reuben says, if I would have known she's mad to the netter, I would have never divorced her. That's why I really mean the garrison. Now the garrison's bought, and the kids are from there. So he said, no, you're divorcing because of the netter. It's, we have to inform you, my friends, goodbye.
Even if she didn't get remarried, it would just give her an out for a lot of arrangements. I mean, if we would allow her to get out.
No,
you're worried about the mamzerim and all that, but I'm just saying.
Reuben divorced her because of a netter. Okay, divorced her because of the netter. Okay, now she's about the netter. So they're not married. Like, what's the problem? If she doesn't remarry, like, there's no problem here. Either she's divorced, she's not divorced, but like, you know.
If she doesn't remarry another person, but if she wants to remarry the first person that got rid of her, so that would be a way that he could get out of all kinds of arrangements.
I'm the fellow. What are you? Reuben, right? Divorce her. He has to pay her ksuva. He's not patur in the ksuva. He pays her the ksuva. He pays all the obligations. He didn't get out of anything.
Okay.
Now, later on, a year later, she finds a way to match the netter. She says, if I would have known, I never would have divorced you. Okay, so remarry her. I don't care. Don't remarry. It's up to you. You two work it out. You know, there's no problem there. But that she remarried, if she married somebody else, we got a problem. Now, the Morris says, what was the case? The Morris says, you know, did he make it tonight? If he made it tonight, Kofel, so he made it tonight. The Morris says, no, he didn't make it tonight. He just spoke out at the time of the divorce. He said, listen, I can't live with a woman who has the dorm. You have the dorm. Goodbye. He didn't say the second half. And if you didn't have the dorm, I'd keep you. So Behuda says, you can't take her back. Why? Because we're afraid, watch your mouth, the editor will say, never meant to divorce her. Well, I'm sorry, I don't care what you meant, you didn't mean. You didn't make the tanai. Who cares what you said? Your Behuda says, I don't need tanai. I don't need clarity on both sides. Now, So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ran, why are we running to Rabbi Yehuda? There's the Pharisee Tana in Kedushin who argues on him. Rukhanina argues directly on Remeir. So I have a great idea. The Morse says over here, it's not Remeir, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Morse can't be Rabbi Yehuda, it's about the Sefer. So I have a better idea. Say it's not Remeir, it's Rukhanina. You have no cash on the Sefer. Like, why are we going to Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to be problematic? Say it's Rukhanina, which is Beferish. So the Holy Boy looking at the season to Rabbi Yehuda. From the Irie book. Rabbi Yehuda is, we know Rabbi Yehuda is discussing the issue of the door. Baba Gav the Yitzrich, Litchak, you'll remember, try to not leave with Rabbi Yehuda. I still would prefer that over to bring in all of a sudden the Tanah Mishnah is Rabbi Chanina. Stop me, season Remeir. It might be a Remeir. That's a normal thought process. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, discusses these issues. We have to work out exactly what he said. So you know the Tanah Mishnah is Rabbi Chaim ben Akash. Why should we say the Tanah Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Chanina out of nowhere? Not me Stam, the Ran says. Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Habi Reish Alav Rabbi Yehuda. The Midrashani say Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It only introduces Rabbi Yehuda at the end. Mikhlal Dan Hachal Rabbi Yehuda B'lechut Katani. It's not just Rabbi Yehuda talking. Some more answers clear Rabbi Yehuda. And the gear says, share Rabbi Yehuda Omer. However, Yerushalayim Lomber Klum. You need Ki Yerushalayim, but just saying without the Chav doesn't work. Ki Yerushalayim is Chav Adimian. Who then? You need the Chav Adimian. You also need by Imra, but Dir Ve'etzim, Dir Ve'etzim. All of us need a Chav Adimian. Of the Nachi Yerushalayim, Shem the Samach, it's the last one. So we could have had share Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Dirim, Omer Eitzim. So he said Rabbi Shlomo is the last one. I'll pick a list of Tomei, Moir Rabbi Yehuda Leboi Chavadimian, Kosh Barashim Mishasenu. But in the cases of Pigol, Tomei Nosher Pigol, Rabbi Yehuda agrees you don't need a Chavadimian because those are Isurim, which are Korban based. Okay, that's the title of the Mishnah. Okay, Shemachi Tana Lahu Tana Balechot. So that's why the Tana, those are said without a chav, and that's because that remains true. Shetana the Behuda, Tana Masis and Sober, the Behuda, Daital Dover, Akreb Yerushalayim, Kiyamar Kiyam Yerushalayim is Mitzer. So he's going on the Kabbalahs, Matana Barua. So the Tana of the Braisa, word Bora means like the outside means the outside Tana, not the one of the Mishnah. The Braisa is something which is left out of the Mishnahs. Sober the Daital al Eitzim Avonim Vachi Yidur Medaber Hakorim Lo Mitzer.
There's a matter involved. He's divorcing the book. He states because of the matter.
Right.
And then, after the fact, somehow she's able to have the nether.
Annulled, yeah.
Annulled. Why are we going back to annul the Rosh and the Machrel?
Why are we?
Yeah. I mean, it's there. So there's a reason why, but still.
Well, this, if a man will be Megarish and Isha, it's an eye coffle. If this netter is a netter, I'm divorcing you. If it's not a netter, I'm not divorcing you.
So that was not the case, was it?
Well, that's what we're saying. According to Behuda, you don't need an eye coffle. So this, by saying at the moment of the Garish, I'm divorcing you because of the netter, that's equivalent to saying if there's no netter, I'm not divorcing you.
So even though I'm assuming the netter is not specified in the. In the
we don't need to be told. It doesn't have to be tonight. Kafel also doesn't have to be in the get. As long as it's b'shas the ma'aser gerushin, he says it would be tonight. If we say tonight kafel, it would work. You don't have to have it in the get. So we tell the Baal, listen, I know what you're saying, but I want you to understand. Even though there's no letter, you're still divorcing her, and you understand that. He says yes. See, he's therefore he has. Take away the effect of his statement, but we don't tell him that. So the statement functions like a tanai, according to Buter.
So this is a I don't want to say procedural issue, because it seems it sounds like it diminishes it, but it's a point of clarity that any Beit Din dealing with a Gershon has to be very careful. Otherwise, you're running around these people with all sorts of different.
Correct. So that's what Mishnah is saying. It's a takana that they had introduced. But yes, each type of Mishum Neder can't remarry, or each Mishum Shemra can't remarry either. Because let's say it's in the spiral later on that the Shemra was not true, the story wasn't true. So, well, what's going to happen now? She remarried already. So the same thing. We said, listen, you're saying I'm divorcing you because what you believe happened, but even if it didn't happen, you're still divorcing her. So we tell them that at the time of the Gerushin. Again, so it's the same, that's the title of it.
So the remarry is also strange, right? Because Shimon can't divorce his wife, she marries Reuven, and Reuven dies, and he can't remarry.
Give me the story again.
Can you marry your wife who's been married?
If you divorce a woman and she marries somebody else,
right?
Can you ever remarry?
No.
So
yeah, but if the garrison was void, she didn't marry somebody else.
Well, she was with somebody.
Yeah, she was with somebody.
The condition was void. So there was no marriage to someone else.
She believed she was mother.
Shogay, exactly.
She believed it was mother.
She believed it was mother, but
she was divorced, so she married somebody. What do you mean?
But she could be operating under a situation of onus, right? That's what that would be.
The form of onus, yeah.
First, by the obligation,
no, not really. I mean, if we would let this go through, right? It's like a tanai. Tanai wasn't fulfilled. If in mayor's world, he comes to her and he says, "I'm in Megarish." I said, "Listen, here's the deal, lady. There's a shamer out there. The shamer is the true. I'm divorcing you. If it's not true, I'm not divorcing you." Now it's inspired 2 months later that wasn't true, so he didn't divorce her. That's clear. Rehuda says you get the same status without saying the second half. All right, but meanwhile, you know, we got a big problem.
So she's putatively married to this other person, but in actuality ends up being not.
Well, in Remeir's world, we wouldn't let her get married, so because he spoke out. Right? In Rehuda's case, he didn't really speak it out, so it's, you know, in the sense of like, you know, so he's saying it, so she goes on her merry way, believing everything is fine,
right.
And then we say, now what do I do? She said, we say to him very clearly, I'm sorry, this is the deal.
So does that end up under the ghetto the onus?
In her Behuda's case, yes, she'd be wanted back to him.
She would be wanted, even though there's the issue of Niyuv.
There wasn't Niyuv. I mean, she thought it was mother.
So Niyuv requires intent?
For a non-Kohen.
For a non-Kohen, Niyuv requires intent.
Right. An Anusa is mother to by Kohen, Anusa is Osir.
She's not exactly Anusa, right? There's no coercion.
Well, there is, because Daita answered the Morris of the Losh, she believed it. She was what she was doing was Abbas and Mutters. That's there's not there is that she was put in a situation under her understanding, which was that what she's doing is okay. So the Morris of Tanya. Chulin, ha Chulin, ke Chulin. Bein shlo echoloch is mutter. So he says kulin shlo echoloch, or he says kulin shlo echoloch, or hakulin or kichulin shlo echoloch, or shlo echoloch. Whatever you say, it doesn't work. So kulin shlo echoloch is obvious. That which I'm eating from you is kulin. Okay, so yeah, it's mutter. I mean, obviously, the chiddush is kulin shlo echoloch. Which we can tell is that which I'm not eating from you is chulin, but that which I would eat from you would be kosher. Right? So there's an inference over there. So this price is going like your mayor. You don't see mechala v'tosha mehein, and therefore you didn't say. La chulin sh'echoloch is aser. But you say it shouldn't be chulin. Sharech Olof. It means it should be Kachim. Not Chula, but Kachim. Sharech Olof is Asr. Lachul and Loya Olof is Mutter. So that which I don't eat from you is not Chula. Which means that's Kachim. What I do eat from you is not Kachim. So that's Mutter. So more says, 1 second. This Bryce is like confused. Reisha, money, or mayor, he, the lesson of Michal, Lavatosha, Meir, hey. The Reisha says, Chulin, Shaloy, Aholoch, is Mutter. Now, really, that should say like this. The stuff which I don't touch from you, I don't get from you, that should be Chulin type of stuff. Which is, what I do get from you, it should be Aser, should be Kachin. No, no, no. You don't say, Lachal, Lavatosha, Meir, hey. Great. So, Tana, the Reisha is remain. Behema Sefer. It says, Lachulin, Loy, Aholoch, Mutter. He says, La chulin loy oicholoch means it shouldn't be chulin, but rather it should be kachim. Loy oicholoch, that which I don't eat from you, that which I don't eat from you, means what I eat from you, excuse me, La chulin, stop. La chulin shoicholoch, apparently even her mayor, is going to work, and the Ron's going to say, how does that work? But the Mor says, but in the last case, doesn't work. So case number two, Lash Chulin Shari Chuloch, which the Tana says is Osir, which it shouldn't be Chulin, rather it should be Kachim, that which I eat from you, which means that which I eat from you should be Kachim. So that's also an inference. So that's the Ron's Kash. But the Mor says, but the last case of the Braisa, Lash Chulin Lo Yari Chuloch is Mutter. We have a mishnah later on. Lakorban loy oicholoch, remeir oiser. The kashalom we asked on that mishnah. Holes le michal lavatoshemeyeh. Okay, so what does that phrase mean? That which I don't eat from you should not be a korban, which means that which I do eat from you is a korban. So that's what Chalav Tosha Mehein. How could a mayor say that it's also? So V'omer Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba explained the korban mayor that the case over there was Nasika Omer LeKorban Yehei LeFikach Aloy Echoloch. It's not using an inference. That which I don't need from you should not be a korban, but rather this should be a korban. Lik korban, not la korban, but lik korban yehei. It should be for a korban. Therefore, lo yecholoch. That's how we say he means. Okay. So then, if that's true, hachinami. So hachinami. So the last case of the Braisa, where he says lachulin, which you say lachulin, means the same words of saying loichulin, saying this is not chulin, therefore I can't eat from you. So if you tell me lachulin shaychulach is aser, because you're agreeing according to the mayor that lachulin and korban is not called an inference, it's called that's explicit enough, even the mayor agrees to that. So then loy chulin, this should not be chulin, therefore I can't eat from you, is saying enough. So why doesn't it work? So my answer is, you're right. I taught a sovel like the mayor bechada polig le bechada. He agrees with the mayor at 1 point, he argues at 1 point. So look at Masei Bechad, the less thing of my hand, and that's why in the Reisha, Chulin Loy Oicholoch is Mutter, because you don't say Bechad Abatosh my hand. Polygale Bechad, Bikorban. But in that case over there, of Likorban, or Loy Oicholoch, which your mayor says works, he also doesn't work. So therefore, so the Tana of this price is not Remeir personally, but he's accepting Remeir's position at 1 point. He's disagreeing with Remeir's position at a different point. Okay, that's one teretz of the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, no, the Tana of the price is Remeir. Hod Amar Lichulin. Vadomer loy. Now the Gersh should be over here. Loy chulin. the mashra loyla have yichulin ela kekorban. So you're right. You're saying that le korban, right over there, le korban, it should be for a korban. So le korban is the same thing as saying le korban to hay. Therefore, I can't eat from you. So that's not a reference issue. That's saying it should be for a korban. So you're saying that the words loy chulin, it should not be chulin, therefore I can't eat from you. First, we say that explicitly, right? We would say that works. It should not be chulin, therefore I can't eat from you. Very clear what he's saying. That's not called an inference, that's called saying it. That's only if you say loy chulin. But if you say le chulin, it's not an lashon of a neder. So it's not a lashon of a neder. So the case over here, the brisa, it wasn't that he said lachulin, which we say lachulin is equivalent of loichulin. He said lichulin. Okay, lichulin. That's not a lashon. That's not the brisa. That's not a lashon of a neder, and that's not comparable to the case of korban. Over there, he said korban, lichorban to hay. Therefore, I can't eat from you. That'd be great. Lichulin to hay. This should be for chulin. Therefore, I can't eat from you. I mean, I don't know what you mean, but it's not a letter, not an eder. So that's why Rav Ashi says that the case of the brisa works even for the mayor, because it wasn't that he said lachulin, and he said lichulin. Okay. Let's make a dent in the rounds. Tanya chulin, hachulin, kichulin, ben shaychulah, ben shaloychulah, motu. B'shoycholoch pshita d'shori. In the case of chulin, shoycholoch, obviously, there's no lashon of Yisra over there. But the chiddush is, shloycholoch, shloycholoch nami, he d'amalei. Even though when he's saying that which I don't eat from you is chulin, implies that which I do eat from you would not be chulin, would be yisr, would be kachim. But the more he's going to say in a second, the title of this brisa is remeir, that you don't say the difference. So I understand what you're implying, but we can't use that. So it ends up with, he didn't say Allah should have matter. Allah kulam shaykh kakigir sabarayb in his khos. So that's the second case. So Ron says, Makasha tuba. This is very difficult. Lama asr, why is it asr? Mishum v'chalav atashamei hain tzrichim l'may sibo. So we're saying, listen, it should not be chulun, but rather it should be kachim. Sha'ichol, that which I eat from you. So you're using a difference. But you just said, Remeir Leslie, you don't say these differences. V'chitemo, you'll answer, lo tzrichin b'ho l'michlal lav. Maybe this is not called b'chlal lav atashamei. This is more explicit. Why? Because the kiman d'omer lo chulin akarach korban havi. So I mean, that's what are the choices there? That's clear. That's not called an inference. I says, don't touch it. That's not chulin. What do you mean? You mean it's something which is asr to eat? I mean that's so the lashon of not chulin is that's not inference. That's called saying korban. That's very nice. Lesa doesn't work. Why? That's exactly the lashon which we had in the last mishnah, where it says it's not remeir. Why? If you tell me loy chulin means kachim, that's called explicit. So then, why did we discard remeir from the first from the previous mishnah? Alma, so Ron says it's really a difficult issue. So take case number two out of the brisa. There was only two cases in the brisa. There was the case of chulin hachulin kichulin, and then there's the case of case number two is not there. Just get rid of that whole thing. That some suggest the following. It's not the word chulin, it's the word chalin. So what do you mean? It's lashon of a chalin. So what chalas are you referring to? You're referring to the chalas of a korban Torah, which are kachim. So maybe you met the chalas of your wife. Oh, good. So that's Mustam Dorm Lahachmer. You met the chalas of a korban. So not chulin, but chalin. That's how they want to keep it. They want to keep case number two in the brisa, and they keep it in the brisa by saying, lechalin shaychaloch. That's how they would suggest to keep the gears. Now, if that's the case, so case number three also is not lechulin or loyachaloch, but lechalin loyachaloch. Now, this gets much more complicated. We said, if you say Le Corbin, the Mor says the difference between saying Le Corbin, Tehei, Levichal, Le'echaloch. Lechalin, Lechalin is Tehei, Tehei, Levichal, Le'echaloch, that's fine. No, because it's the Lashon Lechulin. It's not Lashon Lechulin, according to this anyway. So Ron, that's the Rishus that Ron's going to deal with in the upcoming Rons to work out this gear.